Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a week where 22-year-old Cameron Green gets his first chance to watch Australia play in Pakistan, and it's from the prime position of gully, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
I repeat, we were deep in conversation. We were discussing cricket.
Well, I don't see how a thing like cricket can make you forget seeing people.
Oh, don't you? Well, if that's your attitude, obviously there's nothing more to be said. Come, call it a thing like cricket.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Libke. And that was, what was that, Kat, that we
was,
just
was that an extract of some commentary from the latest warm-up match in New Zealand?
Very possibly, yes. But no, in fact, that was an excerpt from an Alfred Hitchcock movie called The Lady Vanishes, which is one that we watched over the last week.
It contained a lot of cricket. It was
indeed.
Wonderful.
Yes, so we do have another podcast, which is on the movies of Alfred Hitchcock. And this most recent episode, The Lady Vanishes, it had two characters who were cricket fans. And they were, what were their names?
Charters and Caldecott. They're quite famous in Hitchcock circles, at least. And they do spend the entire movie trying to get back to England in time for the Ashes in 1938.
Yeah, so that's a good little subplot for that particular movie. But as always, it is a Hitchcock movie, so there's a little bit of a plot twist to what happens with Charters and Caldecott. So if you want to learn more about that, head on over to hitchpodonline.com.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of things going on in the world of cricket. Actually, there isn't. But anyway, we have just time to cover the upcoming Women's World Cup, which hasn't quite started yet, but it's looming.
Yes, it's so imminent that when I was trying to put all the games into the calendar, I was getting confused by the fact that the first match was on the 2nd of March and second match was on the 3rd of March. I was getting very confused between
and then you've got
the
American,
marches and the matches.
Yes, the American months and then the Australian months first. And very confusing.
Anyway, I think I've got it all in the calendar now, ready to go for when it starts. And most matches are going to be very convenient for us here in Australia, right?
As long as we're not at work.
Yes.
So they're wonderful scheduling for us. And the matches start about midday. They go through to the early evening. Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. It goes from about a month from the 4th of March. I think New Zealand and West Indies kick off, right? And the final is on the 3rd of April.
Yes, and that's between Australia and to be decided.
Well, I think it could be against New Zealand and to be decided.
We will see,
just
yes.
Just never know. But there's some interesting rules coming into play in this tournament, including I believe they're allowed to play with 9 or 7 or even 6 players. Didn't we come up with these rules last podcast? We were talking about rules in which would allow us to have decreasing numbers of players.
I think so, yeah. So I think this has put in place because of the possibility of ladies vanishing. If two ladies vanish due to COVID, then they can play with just 9 players on the team.
But they do have to make a movie about it.
They do have to make a movie about it, yes. So they can play with as few as 9 players aside if COVID impacts impacts the match. So Meg Lanning says she's not worried about this, mm-hmm. doesn't care. I think she figures she's got like seven all-rounders to choose between anyway. Mm. She can't fit all of them into the attack as it is, so losing a couple is probably a good thing for her.
Yeah, well, she gave all her batters a bowl, I think, in the warm-up matches. So she's certainly getting ready for the possibility that she may have to bowl everyone, including Alyssa Healy.
Yes, very possibly. So there were, as you mentioned, there have been warm-up games taking place. Probably the most interesting one was the one just a couple of days ago as we record this, Australia versus New Zealand. And Australia made 321 batting first on that from their 50 overs. Very good score. Lanning 87, Healy 64, a couple of others in the 60s and 50s. But in reply, New Zealand did pretty well.
They just ran it down with six overs to spare. I mean, how do you do that? That's incredible. You do it with Sophie Devine.
You
of
do
course.
It with Sophie Devine. She made 161 not out of 117 balls. New Zealand finished 1 for 325 from 43.1 overs. Wow. So yes, maybe it will be New Zealand versus TBD.
Well,
in
I
the
believe
final.
That all of the Australians are now inviting Sophie Devine out to all the cafes, restaurants, and everywhere else in New Zealand, all the dancing night spots in order to
karaoke, sing choir practice.
Maybe she'll be struck down with something in advance of the matches. But no, they would never be so unsportsmanlike. No. But what did they do to try and win that match?
They did get a little bit desperate. So Australia's 321 was made without Elise Perry batting. She wasn't part of the 11, but she was snuck on the bowl at one point.
So how did they do that?
I'm not sure. Perhaps it wasn't an official game. They were just allowed to mix and match as they pleased. But anyway, Perry bowled four overs for just 22 runs, but it didn't.
She carried on the drinks, whipped off her vest, and just started bowling.
Yep. Classic Australian skullduggery. If we can't bowl underarm, we'll just sneak Elise Perry on there somewhere. Should they have played with just nine cricketers? Should that have been practice going ahead?
Definitely. They should have all been required to do that.
Yes. And the Women's World Cup, we are very much looking forward to that, but it's not the only series we're looking forward to, right?
And then as soon as we finish watching whatever the match is of the day for the Women's World Cup, hopefully Australia and Pakistan fans can tune straight into watching the Test match over in Pakistan, which is starting. It's imminent and it's going to be glorious as well.
Yeah, so they should blend almost perfectly into one another, especially if the World Cup matches like a comprehensive win and, you know, finishes half an hour early or so. Then that'll blend nicely in with the Pakistan match. Anyway, this very busy March coming up, and it does make it challenging for those of us who are supposed to be writing a book.
You've got to write your book between, I don't know, 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. There's three tests in March, then there's three ODIs for the men, and I think a lone T20 in early April. So lots of fun to be coming in March.
Lots of fun, very busy March. We're looking forward to it.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
Okay, well, as we mentioned, we do have another podcast, not just this Can't Ball, Can't Throw podcast. We do have another podcast about the movies of Alfred Hitchcock, and it is called Hitchpod. And you can search for it. It's the two of us talking once a month about an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
And it's been going for years.
Going for longer than this podcast.
Almost.
Yes.
And I, of course, had seen a lot of Alfred Hitchcock movies, but you were a complete newbie when you first started.
I was, yes. So that kind of makes it's an advantage for the podcast because it means it's accessible to people who know quite a lot about Hitchcock and people such as myself who knew very little. So if you want to have a look at that, just listen to us talk about something other than cricket, you can start by listening to us talk about cricket on the most recent episode, which, as we mentioned, is The Lady Vanishes. It's one of Hitchcock's more underrated movies with a tiny bit of cricket there.
We do segue a bit into cricket, don't we?
We do.
One. And last week, of course, we promoted Survivor. So I wonder what will be next that's not cricket related.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
You are here in our quiz, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer? And we had so much fun last week playing Brawdle, which is the our invented version of Wordle. Of course, I did go looking and there is already a cricket version of Wordle. It's called Nerdle. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's incredibly hard and I've never got it out. So
That's Nerdle, N-U-R-D-L-E. That's right. Nerdle one around the corner.
That's right. There is an N-E-R-D-L-E, but this one is N-U-R-D-L-E. Yeah. Of course, there is a version of Wordle, which is a six-letter word meaning a type of quiz in every configuration of six-letter versions of words ending in D-L-E.
Yes, definitely.
Anyway, I have done it this time. Last week. I don't even remember what the answer was. What was the answer last week?
The answer was
Perry.
Yeah,
that's right.
Cheating Australian 12th person, Elise Perry.
Gets an extra mention in the podcast. Yes. So this time it is another five-letter word.
Yes.
Could be the first name or the second name of any cricketer that anyone's likely to have heard of for any team in history.
Right. And I've got to guess it this time.
And you have to guess it, and I might even change it as we go along.
Yeah, well, that doesn't seem fair. All right, I'll start with Healy. Now, maybe Alyssa, maybe Ian. I'm not quite sure which one.
You've got to specify. You can't sit on the fence with your Healy.
I'll go with Ian then. We'll go back olden times.
Okay, but we are only using the five letters in Healy.
Yes.
Let's go through them. There's no H.
No H.
There's no E.
No E.
There is an A.
An A. Is it in the right spot?
The wrong place.
An A in the wrong spot.
And there is no L and there is no Y.
So just the one letter, the A.
Yeah, you got a vowel out. That's pretty good in your first guess.
I'd be tempted to choose another wicketkeeper, say Wadey, Matthew Wade.
I don't think nicknames are in it. Matty, I suppose, Matty, could be one. But again, we're trying to avoid the double letters, aren't we? Because double letters make it very difficult. Yeah. There are no double letters in my cricketer. Okay. And Matty or Wadey is – what is your actual guess here?
it's neither of those two.
Neither of those two, no. I was just going to say, though, because, you know, this is – spelling is not Matty Wade's forte, I don't think.
It's not. Could be any.
Could be any spelling.
Yes. Well, I guess let's try and get some more letters out here. Let's go with let's keep it in the family. Let's go Stark, even though I know the A's in a different spot.
Okay, so there is no S.
No S.
No T.
No T.
There is an A, as we know.
Somewhere
it's
else.
In the wrong place. There's no R, but there is a C, and that is also C. in the wrong place.
A C in the wrong spot as well. Okay, so a C and an R.
C and an A, yes.
C and an A, sorry, yes.
No R.
So that means it's not Clark, either spelt Michael Clark infamously spelt without the E when he won the Alan Border medal 1 year.
Yeah, that is also how Matty Wade spells
Clark. That's how Matty Wade spells Clark, yes.
Yeah.
So we got a C and an A, but somewhere else. What about? What about something A C H? What about? Let's see if it's a C H by guessing Finch.
Ah, Finch. Well, you're on the right track because it is one of my favourite cricketers, but it is not Finch. And I will give you the lowdown. We know we have to go very carefully here on the letters because I am prone to telling you there's something that's not in here when it really is. There's no F.
No F.
There's no I.
Oh, no I.
There is an N.
Ooh, an N. Okay.
In the wrong place.
N in the wrong place as well.
And there is, of course, a C. The C is in the wrong place there.
C is still in the wrong place. Okay.
Yeah, so the C is not there. And there is no H.
And no H. So we've got a C, A, and an N. The C is not either of the last two letters. The A is not the third. None of them are the third letter. A and the N aren't the third letter. So let's go with...
You're doing much better at keeping track of this than I am. I'm frantically trying to remember if I'm giving you the right instructions here.
Let's go.
You're up to your fourth guess now.
That's my fourth guess, yeah.
Which means I think I have to give you another clue, right? Well, it is an Australian cricketer.
Oh, it's an Australian cricketer, okay. And it's one of your favourites.
Yeah, it is one of my favourites. I have a lot of favourites.
You do have a lot of favourites.
It is one of my favourites.
So the C is, I want to say... I feel like saying bacon, as in Kevin Bacon, but that's a completely different game, the Kevin Bacon game.
Yeah, you can guess bacon if you like. I'll tell you how many degrees of separation.
Okay, let's see if I can get some other letters somehow.
This is a really difficult game. It's difficult even in the Nerdle format, which I've never got out online.
All right, we know there's a C there. Let's see if the C's at the beginning, and I'll try and get some extra letters in to help me. So I'll go with Crowe, as in Martin Crowe, C-R-O-W-E.
Yes, well, again, one of my favourite cricketers, not a bad guess. So the C is in the correct place.
Oh, okay, that's helpful.
So you have got more intelligence here.
C in the right place.
Yeah, there is no R.
No R, we knew that.
There is an O
in
the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a W... in the wrong place.
Wow. Okay. So it's...
You've got a lot of hits here with this word. This is a good guess. And the E is not there.
Yes, because it is, of course, Mr. Ed Cowan.
It is indeed. It is Cowan. Congratulations. You got that on the fifth guess.
Yes, I think that makes me smarter than a fifth grade cricketer.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ah, Camp Bowl, Camp Throw coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
All right, it's time for the Moeller Award, our tribute to the great Scott Moeller, who played two test matches and then did not play anymore because he allegedly could not bowl and could not throw. So
I nearly used Scott as my
Scott,
word.
Yes, that would have been good.
Yeah.
So what nominations do we have for the most ridiculous or outstanding moment of cricket this week,
Kat? Let's see what we've got here. So we've got Fox Cricket posting a tweet saying how safe Steve Smith felt in Pakistan. Mm, in fact, I think a lot of news outlets have posted this.
Yeah.
And then that was followed up immediately by saying, because I'm still recovering from concussion, which either... It kind of suggests that maybe he wasn't accurate with his assessment or that he was only safe because of his concussion, right?
Yeah, it was an incredibly sloppily done tweet.
Mm.
Two tweets, Fox Cricket, that solves this entire problem. One saying Steve Smith feels safe, then, you know, an hour later, Steve Smith is recovering from concussion. Don't put them both in the same tweet.
Well, this is Twitter's fault for expanding the character limit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not really Fox Cricket's fault.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So Twitter is our nominee for their decision, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago to expand from 140 characters to 280.
Indeed. And while we're on the tweets and the social media, on Cricket Reddit, I saw a lovely picture of the pitch and it looks very dry.
Oh, well, that'll be a good challenge for the Australians.
I don't know how many blades of grass can grow between now and when the cricket starts, or whether it's going to rain, in fact, in Pakistan between. I doubt it. So it's very dry. Let's say you couldn't record any green screen movies about ladies vanishing on it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We do have another nomination here. This one's... Well, I'm not quite sure who this is for. Let's say it's for Michael Vaughan because Muller regular.
Yeah.
Apparently, Michael Vaughan was on a different podcast, not this one, alas. And he was saying that he overheard some Australian players, including Pat Cummins, Mitchell Starc, David Warner, and Andrew McDonald, the coach in waiting, the interim coach now. And at the time, Justin Langer hadn't quite been got rid of, but they were discussing removing
hadn't quite
him.
Resigned, I think you mean.
Yes. So yes. hadn't made his own decision to leave the Australian cricket setup. But yes, they were talking about removing Justin Langer, and Michael Vaughan overheard them, and Michael Vaughan said, "Oh, come on, lads, you shouldn't be talking about these things in public at the pub."
Right.
And this kind of got our friend of the podcast, Alex Burden, to examine this a little bit further, and he basically pointed out that when a bunch of colleagues go to the pub, what are they supposed to do? Not talk about their boss who drives them batshit crazy the entire time?
Well, I think it's mandatory to talk about your boss when you go to the pub.
Yes.
And I feel like Cummins seems to spend a lot of his time in restaurants and pubs, right? Is that what he does all the time? Every meal?
So. I think maybe he owns them all. Oh, yeah. But he certainly dines out a lot. He doesn't order in. He doesn't order Uber Eats or anything.
But regardless of that, you know, when they go to the pub, you have to talk about all of your colleagues that drive you crazy.
Yep.
Well, anyone who's not there, basically, talk about. And definitely your boss.
Mm. Yeah. And Alex also went on to point out that, you know, maybe Michael Vaughan expects them not to go to the pub together if they can't talk about that. But then he went on to point out that when Steve Smith went to the pub alone while he was banned.
Oh, well, everyone
made fun of that too. So he's perhaps no Australian cricketers are allowed to go to the pub ever.
Well, I'd like to know what Michael Vaughan was talking about when he was in there. Maybe he was on the podcast while he was in the pub.
Perhaps, yes.
Or maybe
yes.
He was on his own. Yeah. I'm speculating.
I'm assuming he was on his own, yes. Anyway, you can check out Alex's stuff over at kingcricket.co.uk, where you'll find him speculating on Australians in pubs, among other things.
Yeah, all sorts of hilarious things. Sometimes related to cricket.
Yes.
And we have another nomination for, well, just every two test series in history, because it's very disappointing when you get a test where you have one team win one of them and the other team wins the other one, and all you need is a decider in order to make this incredibly thrilling, and all you get is two tests.
Yeah, so New Zealand thumped South Africa last week. Mm. We talked about that on last episode. This week, South Africa bounced back. They thumped New Zealand instead. So the series ends 1-1.
Do we blame the Women's World Cup for getting in the way of this third test?
Probably, but they could at least chuck in a super over or something, just get it done with to determine a winner.
Chuck in a super over or one of those wonderful bowling at the stumps where there's no batters kind of challenge that we talked about last week as well.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah, we need a third test. You never have a two-test
series. Two-test series are dreadful. And finally we have, I think this is finally, Usman Khawaja. He's back at Pakistan and he's desperate to beat Pakistan, but not for the reasons that most Australians
like
not
to for
win.
The good Australian reasons of just wanting to beat everyone every time.
Yeah, no, he's explained that one of his reasons for wanting to beat Pakistan was because he left Pakistan when he was 5 years old or something, so he didn't have a super close affiliation with them, but obviously his parents did. He says, I want to beat them so I could sledge my dad because he used to support them so heavily back in the day. So Usman Khawaja just wants to win so he can have a go at his dad.
Wow, that's next level, right?
Yeah, so good stuff there from Usman. So who's going to get the muller this week, do you think, Kat?
I think let's give it to Michael Vaughan.
Yeah, okay. Good work, Michael Vaughan. You get the muller. Yeah. Wear it with pride.
Yeah,
don't let anyone overhear you talking about it.
No.
Anyway, I think that wraps us up. So next week, I assume, will be a much busier episode. We won't have time for any silly games last week.
We really talked about no cricket in this episode. So congratulations if you've made it to the end.
Yes.
And if you want to hear more non-cricket talk, you can go to one of our other podcasts where we'll continue to not talk about cricket.
Yes. So you can find that other podcast over at hitchpodonline.com, or if you just want to stick to this one, can'tbowl can'tthrow.com. Track us down on Twitter. We're at Leib Cricket and at Cricket Back Cat, respectively.
And if you want to hear about us talking about cricket, you can go to our back catalogue.
Yes, indeed. And we will see you all next week.